You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Congratulations to the UConn Huskies. Boomer is the epicenter of college basketball. Men's college basketball resides in Storrs, Connecticut. Back-to-back champions. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. And yeah, I can't believe all the good news we have going on around here. Maybe it was the eclipse yesterday. I don't know. But UConn, it just goes to show you that defense does win championships, just like it did South Carolina on Sunday afternoon. Shutting down the best players in their respective sports and collectively winning as a team. And the UConn guards were amazing last night. They just completely shut down the Purdue guards. It's defense wins championships. You know, ultimately, you got to put the ball in the hoop, of course. But if you make it tough on the other team, much like UConn and South Carolina both did in the championship games, it's no reason why those two teams are, I guess there's no... there's no confusion as to why those two teams are the best two teams in college basketball. And by the way, Danny Hurley's not going anywhere.
No.
You know, the Storrs is his place, and he said a very funny thing after the game last night. He goes, you know, I move any further away from New Jersey, the divorce is going to cost me more than the contract is.
Yeah.
So he was pretty funny about that. But, you know, in regards to possibly going to Kentucky. But that was a clinic last night. Their entire season had been a clinic. And the toughest game that they had in the last 6 weeks was that game against St. John's in the Big East tournament.
Yep. And you think about St. John's on the outside looking in, would have been nice to see them in. Maybe they would have made a run. But, you know, UConn and also Seton Hall, who beat UConn this year, also not in the tournament.
You know, it's kind of funny. You know, I did that Frank the Tank walk yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's all over Shaheen Holloway.
Loves him, hates him.
Loves him, okay. Loves him.
And I was going to say, you never know with Frank.
No, I know, believe me. But no, it was good. It was a very nice walk, although he was tormenting me in a number of different ways. But I will say that he brought up something that I was like, wow, maybe that is a possibility. Shaheen Holloway to Kentucky.
Really?
And he's like, I don't want Kentucky stealing Shaheen Holloway. And I didn't even think about that. You know, I was thinking Billy Donovan. I was thinking Rick Pitino. I was thinking Rick's son.
Rick Pitino.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
I mean,
he's
come
not
on.
Going
anywhere. Well, I think Nate Oates is the guy. Nate Oates, Nate Oates of Alabama.
Yeah, but
guy.
I don't think he's, you know, leaving Alabama, man, and going to Kentucky. That's
it's not football. It's basketball, man.
But it's still the SEC. That's a tough one.
Kentucky. It's one of those blue blood programs,
but,
man.
But, you know, he's got it going on at Alabama right now. I could just see him going up there and saying, you know, I love where I work. I love the people I work for. I respect and love this university. Now give me more money and I'll stay.
Yeah. I mean, you saw some of these guys for years and years and years turn down the big jobs in college basketball. You know, before Shaka Smart went to Texas, you know, he was there at VCU and was turning down jobs all over the place. Greg Marshall, who was at Wichita State before he got himself in trouble, was offered all sorts of jobs, and they didn't want to take that big program job because they were in these mid-majors and they were successful getting into the tournament and having success. I wonder if the same thing happens with Kentucky here, where it's just like, I'm happy where I'm at. I don't need the pressure of that place. John Calipari, you know, really didn't. He won one championship there, but he didn't really get it done to their standards. Do I want to go into that? Do I want to drop myself into that pot?
I'm just telling you, with the nil money and with all of these collectives going on and everything else, I would just say that knowing and living there for over 10 years and being around that program in Cincinnati, it is one of the most pressurized jobs there is in American sports. I would put it in the top 10 job description would be the head coach at UK basketball. It is, by far. Now, you have resources all over the place, and you play in Rupp Arena that is sold out every game. It is a passion like Alabama football has been under Nick Saban, like LSU football has been. I mean, it is passionate. It is insane. It's like Ohio State, Michigan when it comes to football. It's every year is the same thing. And, you know, pressure is a privilege, I always say, and you get paid a lot of money. But I would just say to a guy like Danny Hurley, who's not going to even entertain something like this, going to a school like that, while it is great, it comes with a lot of pressure. And that pressure gets ugly if you lose.
Yeah, and there's this video out there. I don't know if you've seen it yet this morning of John Calipari walking his dog, but not really walking his dog. The dog's walking itself. It's not on a leash, but he's pushing a doggy stroller that doesn't have the dog in it while a member of the local news comes up to him on the sidewalk. Hey, coach, you got anything to say to the UK fans about you leaving? He's like, nope, walking my dog. Just walking my dog here.
I saw it.
He goes, my dog's walking. It's the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
And they know where you live. They know where you shop. They know the restaurants you go to. They
know where you're pushing an empty dog stroller.
not saying that Rick Pitino could disappear, because I don't think Rick Pitino can disappear here because he's a local guy and everything else. But there are a million places you could go and get away from it if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
In Kentucky and Lexington, there's no place you can go. I mean, it's the job. There's no question about it. And it is a prestigious job for sure. But I would just buyer beware, man, because it is a hotbed of basketball fanaticism.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm going to get to Moment of the Day because it might be the longest one I've ever done, but wow. I think it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
It is brought to you by the family of Casamigos tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
Ah!
All right, so a lot of talk in and around the sports today about the eclipse that we had on Monday. So we're going to start here with Charles Barkley's criticism of the interest, and we'll take you through last hour, essentially.
Well, y'all, some of them losers standing outside watching that today.
They're not losers.
Yes, they are.
This thing has been going on all over the place.
Very, very overwhelming.
This is such a magical moment.
Yes.
You feel it in every sense, in every cell of your body, because it's like somebody turned the lights out.
Stuck
on it now.
Couple more. Audrey really getting emotional now.
I just feel like the connection of the whole universe, sort of.
Behind us, Audrey. I mean, you just can feel see the lights. You can see the breaks in the clouds. And the colors.
Just wow.
We got to see at least a second of it, and that was so worth it, wasn't it?
Yes!
Can we find some common ground between Charles Barkley?
What are you losers doing outside looking up at the sky?
Oh my lord!
You know what you should do next hour is do orgasm or eclipse.
Which one of these?
We play this.
Well, you mentioned orgasm. Here's Pete Sack. This was on NBC5 in Chicago. Cannot believe the eclipse is about to happen.
Oh my gosh, we're almost there. We're almost there. There it is. It's orgasm. Totality. This is just amazing. I can't believe I'm able to bring this to you.
You're right. Eclipse or orgasm.
Oh my gosh, we're almost there. We're almost there.
Ha 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 There you go. It's 2 minutes, but pretty good moment of the day.